You just simply remind your soul and you preach to that soul that he is good and he doesn't change. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I will not be double-minded. I won't be pulled in a different way.
Hey guys, this is Pastor Tommy. Thanks for joining us today at the church at Bushland. Man, we pray that your faith will be encouraged and inspired from today's message.
Man, beautiful worship. Thank you. Well, good to see you, church. Welcome. Good morning to you. So I don't like to interrupt worship, but my goodness, sometimes you just have to give some love to some people. And so there needs to be some love to the Lady Falcon volleyball team. Can we give some love to them? I don't know if you know exactly what took place Friday, but they went back to back in state and they have won state 4 out of the last 5 years. And that's high cotton, okay? That's just high cotton. So many of those families are in our church. And so we just want to love on them. And Coach Kopecker, man, he can coach. I'm just saying that. He can coach. He can get blood out of a turnip, as they say. I'm just telling you, he can pull it out of you. So, man, Lady Falcons, we love you. And congratulations. Great job. Way to represent as well. So if you have you been here, I'm in a series in James. I'll finish today. Grab your word. Man, there's a lot of word today. Hope you like the Bible. Hope you brought it. If not, pull out your phone. Download real fast the Bible app. Not. I don't know how fast that even happened, but you need it, okay? James is where we're going to be. I'm going to take you back to James 1. I flagged this 7 weeks ago to do this on the 24th, and today's the 24th, and welcome. So James 1, but you also got to put your finger on Deuteronomy 8 because we're going to spend a lot of time there. So I'm going to take you from one end of the Bible to the other end of the Bible, okay? So go to James chapter 1. I simply titled the message this morning, but remember, you're going to understand what I mean in just a little bit, okay? Go to James chapter 1, look at verse 16. I'm going to read 16 through 18. James 1, 16 through 18. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be the kind of first fruits of all he created. Boy, that's good right there. I'm just saying to you, we're gonna unpack it, okay? Verse 16 first, do not be deceived. Another way of saying that is, don't be fooled. Don't be tricked. Don't be mistaken. Don't be deceived. Don't be fooled. Don't be tricked. Don't be mistaken. That's what he's trying to tell us. Let him who has ear, let him hear. Let me say that going forward. God gives us a warning right here. He just simply kind of reminds us to remember. He simply is trying to say to each of us, do not be deceived here. Don't get out there in this world and be fooled and tricked. Don't do that. Be wise, be focused, and understand. Don't be a fool. So God gives a warning. So you might wonder, has he done it before? Oh, yes, he has. Go back to Deuteronomy chapter 8. We're going to spend quite a bit of time here. This is power-packed. You might want to spend the week here. There's a lot here, okay? Deuteronomy chapter 8. I'm going to begin verse 1, and I'm just going to break it. I'm going to read little chunks and just say a couple things, but I want you to listen to all the truths and all the wisdom that's unpacking here. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 and 2 are first. Be careful. Kind of sounds like don't be deceived. Be careful to follow every command I'm giving you today so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land the Lord has promised on an oath to your forefathers. Verse 2, remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years. He humbled you and tested you in order to know what was in your heart. Oh, that you, if you have your own word, that is so good right there. If you're facing a trial or has faced a trial or a testing, understand what's behind it. Understand what's behind it. And not only understand what's behind it, but who is behind it. It's so important to find out. So important to understand that he's testing you right now to see your heart. To see your heart. Look at verse 3. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your father had known, to teach you that man does not live by bread alone, by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Simple little reminder, of the manna that fell from heaven and fed them. And that he says, I am more than that. And you shall not live by bread alone. Look at verse 4. Great reminder here. Your clothes did not wear out and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. How many washing machines last a lot longer than they were supposed to? How many tires just keep on keeping on? How good is he? He simply says, your clothes did not wear out and your feet did not swell. He's just simply trying to plant in them. Remember, oh, but remember. Oh, but remember. Because one of the greatest weapons the enemy has is short-term memory loss. I'm just telling you, man, we'll jump up and down and praise him one week, and the next week we're struggling and almost cursing the same who we danced for a week ago. If he's worthy of a dance here, he's worthy of the same dance here. It don't matter the song, baby. It just matters the partner. Just matters a partner. Look at verse 6 through 9, this little chunk right here. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in his way and revering him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with streams and pools of water, with springs flowing in the valleys, in the hills. A land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil, and honey. A land where there's bread will not be scarce, and you will lack nothing. A land where rocks and iron, and you will dig copper out of the hills. He is simply saying to you, this is what I have in front of you. This is where I'm bringing you. This is what I'm going to do in you. This is what. Scripture tells us that all the days of our lives have been ordained. That he has a plan for each of us, okay? That he is going to do more than we could ever think or imagine if we will just fix our gaze and our eyes on the King and trust him for everything. And if he turns you when you don't want to be turned, trust the turn. Because what he might show you, might do in you, might bring you, might be better than every straight road you ever thought you should have been on. Trust him, trust him, trust him. Look at the chunk 10 through 16. I know this is a lot of word. You got to stay with me. Verse 10. And when you have eaten, Thursday, just say it. Y'all already thinking about it, amen? Some of y'all holding the, holding the leg like this right now, all right? When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you today. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, and when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your hearts, and when your herds and flocks grow large, your silver and your gold increases, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful desert, that thirsty and waterless land with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of the hard rock, and he gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your forefathers had never known, to humble and test you so that in the end, it might go well with you. Oh my goodness, we can read it over our nation, over our country, over our families. When you're eating and are satisfied, when you build nice homes, drive sweet trucks, amen, have lots of snacks in those sweet trucks that your wife don't know about. When you got all that, don't forget the Lord. Don't forget the Lord. You hear what he's saying? When your wealth grows and you don't have to make it grow, but you've just been wise with it and you followed my counsel and you stuck it somewhere and I've blessed it. Don't forget the Lord. Man, give us ear to hear. 17 and then 18 and we're done. Not totally done, but done with the scripture, okay? Some of y'all got excited like, man, he's awesome. Not quite that quick, okay? I love you, but I'm not that quick. All right, look at verse 17. You may say to yourself, my power and my strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. What comes behind pride? Come on. When you might say to yourself, can I say to you, if you have said that to yourself before, stop. And if you haven't yet said it, remain that way. Verse 18, but remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your forefathers as it is today. But remember. I want you to go to Romans with me. I'm taking you everywhere, I know. Romans chapter 1. Romans 1, listen to verses 21 and 22. Romans 1, 21, 22. For although, just remember who the book of James is written to. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. And although they claimed to be wise, they became fools. When you stop saying thank you, you're on a road to being a fool. Thank you. Not just to people, but to the King. It's never, never stop. Verse 16 said, don't be deceived. Don't be fooled. Don't be tricked. Don't be mistaken. Don't be. Look at verse 17 now. It says a very short verse in 16 to get that much out of that, Pastor. Look at 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Coming down from the Father. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But the Father came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. If you got good, it came from good. Come on. I will venture to say that even on our worst day in America, it'll trump anybody's day in other countries. Just gotta remember that. I mean, just think for a second how good God is and how good he's been to you. How good. It says he does not change. He does not change. Listen to me. He does not change. Our God does not change. Hebrews 13:8 says this, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, come on, today, and forever. He doesn't change. He does not change. He's still the same God that did it then. He's doing it now, and he will continue to do it. See, sometimes we don't think he's doing it because it's not happening in front of us. But I want to tell you something. Even though it might not be in front of you, if you open your eyes, it might be around you. It might be around you. Not just might, it is around you. It is around you because he's good. He's good every day. And he can't change. James 1:8 reminds us of this, that he's a double-minded man and he's unstable in all that he does. Are you an unstable, double-minded person? God's good here, and then when you go through a rough patch, we don't hear you. Done gotten quiet. Don't be double-minded. Don't think that God can't do it. Don't let your beliefs shrink. Be positive and know and speak that he's good. Even when it doesn't feel like it right now, when it doesn't look like it right now, when you can't convince anybody right now, you just simply remind your soul and you preach that soul that he is good. And he doesn't change. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I will not be double-minded. I won't be pulled in a different way. I won't. 1 Kings 18:21. It's Elijah. He's on Mount Carmel, right? And basically, he's gathered the people. And this is when there's the God of the Baal and the one true God. And remember, he steps up and says, if God is the Lord, follow him. But if Baal is the Lord, follow him. And then probably the most chilling words in Scripture. But the people said nothing. What? The people said nothing. Are you kidding me? Are you today quiet? We are his people. If we go silent, who's talking? We know his goodness. We can't go quiet. We can't go quiet. Look at verse 18, James 1:18. Back to James. This is so good. I don't want you to miss this last part. So I've read James a ton, and I don't know that I saw this like I've seen it. Look at what he says in 18. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth that we, the church, that we, his people, might be the kind of first fruits of all he has created. That we might be the kind of fruits, first fruits of all his creation. It says that he made us in our mother's womb. He knit us together. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. He loves us so much that he made us. He didn't just make us, but he wanted relationship with us. So he sent his son to die in our place on a cross so that we might have a relationship with God. And God got Jesus out of the grave on the third day to conquer sin and death. Yeah, that's our God. He did that, right? He did that. And he said, it's better for me to go away because if I go away, I'm gonna leave a helper, the counselor, the Holy Spirit, the power. And he put it in us and he put it in the church. And we have it every day. And many people in the Bible didn't even know the Holy Spirit. And we today have the Holy Spirit. That's what he is. And he says not only this, but Jesus is gonna become the word and he's gonna become flesh and he's gonna dwell among us. We have the living word of God. We basically can read the Bible every day and speak to the author of the book. There is another book you can buy at a bookstore and you get that. The God of all creation, that is he, that we might become the kind of first fruits of all he created. We have to become the kind of fruits of all the fruits that he created. We got to become good fruit. We got to be good fruit. Why? Because that's what he made us to be. He said, you be the kind of fruit, the kind of first fruits. I know what happens to bad fruit. You ever had bad fruit in your fridge? Throw it out, amen. Let it not be said of us that he wants to throw us out. Apart from me, you can do nothing. That's what Jesus says in John 15. We need to be the kind of first fruits of all creation. Psalm 34:8 says this, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. I'll venture to tell you that Thursday, you're gonna taste some real good stuff. And we're gonna get satisfied, okay? But don't forget who gave the bounty. Don't forget, but remember, taste and see that he is good. If he has been good to you, he's been good to you. Taste and see. Psalm 107:1-2 says this, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. And watch this, Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So let me ask you a question. If we're gonna be the kind of first fruits among all the fruits that he created, and he's gonna redeem us by his son on a cross called Calvary, all right? That's our God. We got a song in our heart according to Psalm 40, a new song, all right? And we've been given the song at redemption, at salvation, so that we might sing our song. And we're called to be the kind of first fruits above all creation. So he created the rock, but he didn't give the rock everything he gave to me. And he said, hey, Jeff, don't make me cause that rock to cry out. I would prefer you as my child to do that. So we sit on Thanksgiving week. I'm gonna tell you, if you just took the month of November alone, you know what I'm saying? Thank you, God. Thank you. There was a day in this month that was huge. Against all odds, against everything, God's people and God did his thing. If we just took the month of November alone, we got reason to praise. So what I'm trying to tell you today in this simple little word, please, please remember who did it and who is doing it in giving the praise that's due his name. But remember, you didn't do that. Oh, but remember, you didn't do that. Oh, but remember, you didn't do that. So remember that you didn't do it so that you might remember that he did do it. Amen. We can't have short-term memory loss. We are the redeemed and we must say so. So as you gather this week with family, and I don't know what your family looks like. I don't know. I know this, we have family coming in from Minnesota. I don't know. But what I'm trying to say to you is, you don't know who's his and who's not his. And if we, as the redeemed of the Lord, have an opportunity to say so, we need to say so. Amen. So that the turkey doesn't have to cry out. Gets kind of sleepy anyway, might not talk, all right? What I'm saying is, sometimes God puts a golf ball on a tee. And by the time you gather again, that tee might not have a ball on it. So if you're blessed enough this year to have family gather, and the tee, it's got a ball on it. Remember who put it there. Remember who's trusting you with it. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Give the Lord the glory due his name. All right. I'm gonna invite you to stand, church. Invite the worship team to come on out. We're gonna end just a little different today. You're thinking, you ended quick too, preacher. You're welcome, all right? Here's what I wanna do for you. At this time, it's called ministry time. We end our service. Ministry teams will be in the back, as you know. Altar wide open. But remember who did it. I wanna read scripture over you. And then we're going to worship, okay? If you need to come right here and just say, God, I'm so thankful for all I got, all that you've done. And I don't say it enough, but thank you. Whatever God is doing, let him do. If you need people to pray with you, to be in the back, you don't come here, lay at the altar, say thank you. Lay at the altar, say thank you. Can't do it enough. Can't do it enough. But I felt led to read this over us. Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. Watch this. His faithfulness continues through all generation. Father, we love you. And as the church ordained the praise, we are just about to get our praise on. So God, from grateful hearts, we give back to you a song of declaration, of adoration, of thanksgiving. That God, you don't have to worry about a rock crying out for us. We got it, God. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Hey, thanks for joining us today here at the Church at Bushland Online. Hey, if you were inspired by today's message, we'd love to hear from you. Just drop a message in the comments, or you could email us at info@thechurchatbushland.com. We'd love to hear what God's doing in your life. Also, man, if there's anything we could agree for in prayer with you guys, just text the word pray to 806-557-1800. We believe there's power in agreement with the Lord. And so if we could pray for you, just do that for us. And if you'd like to connect further with us through social media, just search The Church at Bushland. You can find out more things that are coming up here and get involved that way. And then if you'd like to plan a visit, we'd love to see you face-to-face. We have services here 9 a.m., 10:30 a.m. every Sunday. You can go to our website, thechurchatbushland.com, and plan that visit, and we look forward to meeting you that way. Finally, man, just thanks again for joining us. Pray your faith was encouraged, and we look forward to journeying with you in the days ahead. So have a blessed day.